Our next speaker is Ruth Armstrong, who's a Queensland grain and cotton farmer and from the Save Our Darling Downs Coalition. Together with her husband Dave, Ruth operates a grain and cotton farm at Cecil Plains on the Darling Downs in Queensland. She's a former committee member of the Basin Sustainability Alliance, and she's been active in CSG issues affecting rural Queensland for the past 2 years. Ruth holds an honours degree in ecology and has several years of postgraduate research experience in the same field.
Just before I start, I just want to flesh out a couple of those questions. The archaeological question, I do believe that there has been an incident in the Chinchilla Dalby area of Queensland where an Aboriginal site was supposed to have gone around with a bulldozer, but it went through. The question about the fracking fluids, you can find the list of the common ones on the APIA website. It lists the 22 most common fracking fluids, which include ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which is toxic. The site will say that the chemicals generally are less than 1% of the mixture, but that's 1% of millions of litres we're talking about. So 1% of a million litres is a lot of ethylene glycol. I forgot a couple of the other points too, but I did have something to say. But anyway, I'll just start and you can ask the questions again and I'll answer them at the end. I'm going to give you the Queensland perspective as a farmer who is faced with staring down the barrel of a coal seam gas industry. We don't have CSG in our part of the world yet, but the company has every intention of coming. Our state government has every intention of letting them come because unfortunately we're sitting on a massive reserve of coal seam gas where I'm from. The CEO of the company in question, which is Arrow Energy, actually described our area as the sweet spot for their tenure areas. So, yes, I'm a farmer from Queensland. I grow grain and cotton. We grow most of those crops when we can under irrigation. We access three different sorts of water when we irrigate our crops. We use four, if I include rainwater. We also irrigate with a small license out of a local river. And we utilise a fresh groundwater reserve that Gavin alluded to, which is the Condamine Alluvium Aquifer, which is fresh water that I plumb straight into my house. And I use it preferentially at the moment over my rainwater tank because I can't keep the frogs out the rainwater tank. So it's beautiful water straight out the ground. You would describe our area on the Darling Downs, I'm about 70 kilometres west of Toowoomba, as the Liverpool Plains of Queensland. We have very deep, black, self-cracking, mulching clay soils that grow great crops, but unfortunately don't do very well when they're faced with salt. Salt and clay equals a clay pan, and salt water sterilises our sorts of soil, so we're fairly phobic against CSG for that reason and for others. The alluvial aquifer that we use for our groundwater supply is directly linked to the aquifer where the industry in Queensland is getting the gas out of, and I say an aquifer because the Walloon coal measures, that's what the strata is called, is actually an aquifer, and there are people, farmers, who utilise that water for irrigating crops and for watering livestock. The companies will deny that it's an aquifer, and I've actually seen propaganda in state newspapers that say that they get the gas from the coal measures, which are hundreds of metres below the aquifers where the farmers are getting the water out of, but actually they are harvesting the gas from an aquifer that farmers do use, and in my particular case, the two systems are connected directly. I've seen well completion reports from Anna Energy that say there's only 5 metres separation between the Walloon coal measures and the Condamine Alluvium Aquifer. And I guess I'm here today, I'm speaking to you because I have been approached by a coal seam gas company, that being Arrow Energy, and that approach came about 2 years ago where Arrow approached my husband and myself wanting to do a 5-well pilot on our property, or a 6-well pilot, which is a footprint of roughly 97 acres, and it would have effectively taken that 97 acres out of production. Not for the life of the pilot, which is what the guy said, that it would run for 3 to 6 months, but actually for the entire life of the project in the area, which would have been some 20 to 30 years. Attached to that pilot project was a holding pond for 40 megalitres of their salty product water, and that would have permanently sterilised that part of our farm. And not only are the repercussions for the actual area impacted in farming as well, because we rotate and we fallow, it has repercussions for other parts of the farm as well, not just the area impacted. So in Queensland, we have a reasonably well-established domestic CSG industry presently. There are about 4,000 wells in Queensland. At this stage, there are three major projects that have been approved for the domestic, for the export market. And you may have heard that these companies have received both state and government, state and federal government approval to drill something like 20-odd thousand wells for export, so that the gas goes into the high-pressure pipelines to Gladstone. In Gladstone, the gas is converted to LNG and it's shipped to Asia, where I believe it burns 50 to 70% cleaner than conventional coal burns at the power station. And I guess that's the environmental benefit that CSG lobbyists and the governments will have you believe. You know, that's why we need CSG. But as a farmer, as someone who is already impacted, even without the industry being in my backyard at the moment, I find that very hard to take, and you should find it very hard to swallow as well, that as Australians we're expected to sacrifice the health of our environment so that people overseas can have cleaner burning fuel. So, yeah, the three major projects have already been approved. That's Santos, Origin and QGC. The fourth is at the EIS stage, and I live in an area that's covered by the fourth, which is Arrow Energy. Arrow Energy is a 50-50% joint venture between a wholly owned subsidiary of a wholly owned subsidiary of a Chinese petroleum company, which I think might be a subsidiary of the Communist Party. And the other 50% is a wholly owned subsidiary of Royal Dutch Shell. So that's Arrow Energy. And Arrow Energy actually operates some of their tenures as wholly owned subsidiaries of Arrow Energy as well. And I make note of that because that's important to consider, that these parent companies offshore, whether they be Royal Dutch Shell or PetroChina or British Gas, intentionally set up these companies in such a way as to limit liability to the parent company. So when it all hits the fan in 10 or 20 or 30 years' time, well, British Gas and Royal Dutch Shell will be untouchable, and by that time they'll have siphoned all the money away from the subsidiary companies, and people like me who, you know, want to get paid for the damage that's happened won't get anything out of it. But anyway, so yeah, Arrow Energy have tenure over my part of the world. They plan to drill for their export project 7,500 wells in an area from Wandaran to Gundawindi. And the EIS has just gone public, so I would welcome all of you to get on the internet when you get home tonight and Google Arrow Energy, and you can actually view the EIS for that project on the computer. And, you know, if you're passionate about CSG, whether you're for it or against it, whether you think, like I think, that this industry shouldn't be allowed to go wherever it wants to go when it wants to go there, then please write a submission. And I guess that's the point that I'm trying to make here tonight. I'm a farmer, so I use fossil fuels. So I would be hypocritical if I was here to say to you tonight that, no, I'm dead set against this industry. Because I'm not. There may be places, and I don't know, I haven't done the research, but there may be places out there where it's acceptable for this industry to go, where it does have a small environmental footprint. And I am aware that there are areas within Australia where they can drill for this gas and get very little, as in 1 to 2 megalitres of produced water when they get the gas out. So I had the question earlier today, I'm just a NIMBY or are you a NIMBY? And I said, well, yes and no. Yes, because I don't want this in my backyard, but no, because not only is it my backyard, I consider my farm to be all of your backyard, but also because we have very real environmental reasons as to why this industry shouldn't be proceeding in certain areas. And to use my own area as an example, we have those highly fertile agricultural soils that are rendered sterile when they're placed into contact with CSG water. They are also impaired when they're compacted by the heavy machinery that is used to put the infrastructure in. And of course, we have the Condamine alluvium aquifer, which we use as our domestic and private home water supply, as well as our irrigation water supply, that will be harmed when there's a CSG area in the area, or if there's a CSG industry in the area. So I'm a NIMBY, yes, but I've got a good reason. My biggest issue, yeah, I don't appreciate these companies. They do act deplorably towards landholders. I won't give you any examples tonight, but they do lie, they do bully, they do swindle, they do pressure, they do all of these nasty things to landholders, which the guideline says they shouldn't do, but they do them. My biggest issue is with my state government. These projects are administered at the state level in allowing this nonsense to happen and to allow this industry to roll out in the form that it has rolled out without a strategic plan, without any baseline environmental assessments having been undertaken prior to the industry giving its approval. If there's no baseline assessment, we can't demonstrate that damage has occurred. And people like me who say, look, you know, where's my groundwater, don't have a leg to stand on in the industry, and the companies will just turn around and say, well, it wasn't us, it was you, you know, you took too much water, or it was a drought. The Queensland Government actually undertook an internal, it was a Department of Mines and Energy document. It was published in 2006, and it's called Not a Drop to Drink. It was written by a man called Jeff Edwards, who was employed in the government at the time that he wrote that. He's now working at QUT. But this report of Dr. Edwards is very interesting in that it basically was an advice to the state government as to how this industry should be developed. And what he did say in that to establish the industry without regard to other industries or land uses was a failure of the public interest. And to consider that only the development of a CSG industry was in the public interest was a failure, or was an abrogation of the precautionary principle. So this was advice that state government in Queensland received more than 5 years ago, and I stand here now 5 or 6 years later because my state government has failed to heed their own advice.